Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast, where we chat every day about what it looks like to be with Jesus and to be like Jesus in every moment and in every relationship. And we will not do that perfectly. At the beginning of the journey, we will not even do it close to perfectly. We will never do it perfectly until we die and become like Him, or He returns and transforms our bodies and our minds and our hearts to be like Him. As we journey with Him, we will do it more and more perfectly, because it's a relationship. And when we don't do it perfectly, when we miss the mark, which is the definition of the word sin, when we miss the mark, we have a daily prayer that God has given us. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my debts. Thank you, Jesus. So there's no pressure. There's no guilt. There's no shame. There's no condemnation. There's no striving. There is a beating our body into submission, as Paul says. There is a putting His words into practice, as Jesus is about to say. But there's not guilt. There's not shame. There's not pressure. There is an invitation and a summons to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Okay, so welcome, good morning, grab your Bible, grab your coffee or your tea, find a place. I'm going to read a passage in a moment. My name's Travis, welcome, so happy that you're here to this season of the podcast, Every Day with Jesus. Now, today is part three, and so 2 days ago was part one, the purpose of history. Yesterday was part two, it's all heart. And today is part three, how to. How to. How to live the purpose of history. How to live out of our heart. How to. How to. And we've been in Luke chapter 6. So you can go to Luke chapter 6. We're going to begin in verse 46. In just a moment, I'm going to read the passage and ask a question, roll around in the passage a little bit, and then we're going to be off and running or off and walking or off and sitting in a conversation with Jesus that is then going to last throughout the day. So the question isn't so much of a deep reflective question. The question is simply this, how do we do what it is that we've been created to do? How do we live out the purpose of history? How do we live out of our new heart? How to do that? And as Jesus' teaching progresses, that's what he gets to. And this is the end of that teaching, the end of Luke chapter 6. So we're beginning in verse 46, and go ahead and go there. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug deep down and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck, the house could not be shaken because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. This, in my opinion, encapsulates the teaching of Jesus. Not Jesus' understanding of God, not his explanation of the kingdom and reality, and not the framework, but this teaching encapsulates the how-to. How do I access it? How do I reach out and grab? How do I? Okay, Jesus, I love what you're saying, and you're the most irresistible person that I've ever encountered. How do I follow? How do I enter? How do I? How do I? And I think Jesus' answer is, put my words into practice. Put my words into practice. And I think we've been afraid to say that a bit because we thought, well, that's legalism. We'll come to that in a minute. But that's what Jesus said. Seek and you'll find. Follow me. Drop your nets. Put my words into practice. And you'll begin slowly but surely to discover all that I'm talking about God and about passion and about life and about specifically a life that will last because it's built on a foundation. So again, part one, the purpose of history is to be with him and to become like him. He's bringing many sons and daughters to glory. And so the purpose of history is to be like Jesus, to be with him and to become like him. The purpose of God in history is to bring out of history a people that are indeed like God, living the life of God now and then on into eternity. That's the purpose of history. And what God is after is shaping us and molding us and making us like him and to bring out of history a people that are like him. That's the purpose. And then Jesus goes into saying, don't focus on what comes out of your mouth. Don't focus on the fruit. Focus on the tree. Focus on the heart because I've given you a new heart. I'm not interested in creating disciples that are all about willpower and are going to change the world by their own strength and be this or that by their own strength. No, I'm interested in giving a new heart, of making a tree good, and then out of that, in other words, as you're with me, the tree, the heart, you're going to become like me, the fruit, and out of the mouth. And then now, this is part three, so how to, how do we do it? And Jesus has put my words into practice. Now, I've been married for almost 25 years, and I think the purpose of marriage is to be like Jesus together with another person. And that involves putting into practice. It involves essentially putting into practice the words that Jesus spoke. I've been a parent now for 21 years, and I think the purpose of parenting is to be like Jesus in the presence of your child and allow them to see what that looks like and to call them into that more by modeling than by words, more by the heart and the tree than by even the fruit or the mouth. I've been in my vocation now for 25 years, and I think vocation, whether you're a pastor or whether you're anything else, is about being like Jesus in the presence of other people. If, according to Jesus, if we want our foundation to be good, if we want our house to last, our life to last, our marriage, our relationship with our kids, our vocation to last, then we are to put into practice his words if we want it to last. And isn't this idea of putting his words into practice antithetical or different than what he said just a moment ago or what I said yesterday about a new heart, you know, about inner transformation? And you really do need to listen to 2 days ago and yesterday to fill in some of these details. But the answer is no, it's not antithetical. These two come together like heaven and earth. They come together like, you know, two lovers. They come together like any other analogy you want to use. No, this idea of putting into practice an inner transformation actually are not mutually exclusive. They come together like wine and steak. They come together like a long day and a nice book and a movie. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But you know, you see, we tend to think that the gospel is all about follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart. Now that can be nuanced and it's beautiful, but no, what Jesus says is the gospel is about lead your heart. As you discover that you have a new heart, lead your heart. Put my words into practice. Put my words into practice. Well, I'm not going to put Jesus' words into practice. That's the how-to. That sounds like legalism. Remember, legalism is not what you do or what you don't do. Legalism is why you do what you do or why you don't do what you do. No, put my words into practice. Jesus says, be with me, and you will slowly but surely become like me. And then you'll find that your marriage lasts. Your relationship with your kids lasts. Your vocation will last. You will have the desires of your heart. And so here's the question. Here's the question. Or here is the commission, if you will. What is your plan for putting his words into practice? What is my plan for putting his words into practice? If you were going to take a drive from Corona to New York City and then back, you would plan it out. You'd plan the stops out. You would plan so that it would work. And so the question is, what's your plan for putting his words into practice? What's your plan to how to live the purpose of life, which is to become like Jesus? We plan for anything that matters. We plan if we're going to work out, we have a plan so that it works out. I don't have a plan for working out, but you might have a plan for working out. I have a plan for education. We plan for retirement. We plan for anything that matters. We take seriously planning for anything that matters. And some of us are like, well, I don't have a plan. You know, I don't have a plan. I don't have a plan for anything. Well, then that probably means that you don't take anything seriously, and you don't take your life seriously, or your marriage seriously, or yourself seriously. When we have a plan, we're able then to be spontaneous, to be free. Put my words into practice. Be my apprentice. Hear my words. Put my words into practice, not as legalism, but as life. And you'll find that as you do, you'll enter into the purpose of history. You'll enter into what it looks like by my spirit to make the tree good, by my spirit to make the heart new. So come and be with, and then learn to be like me. That's how to live the life that we were created to live and that we want to live. Come be with me. The other day, I did something, and it reminded me so much of my dad, and I didn't try to do it. It's just that I spent so much time with him that in ways I'm not even aware of, I am becoming like him. And so could we just meditate? Could we think? Could we pray? Could we read? Let's think about this how to words into practice. What does that look like? Jesus, I want to be with you. Jesus, I want to be like you because I want to live out the purpose of history. And I want to live it out with transformation, not simply willpower. And I want to call you Lord, Lord, and I want to put your words into practice. So let's enjoy Jesus today. Let's be with him. Let's be like him. And let's let him make the tree good. Let's let him make the heart new so that out of that comes a life that lasts, that cannot be destroyed. No matter what the storm, no matter what the torrent, no matter what it will last not only in this life, but in the life to come. We will talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.